in the summer. Let's all hop in the Hummer. And it's such a bummer that the water is so warm. It's an endless season, and it stands to reason that we can all make it through the next big storm.
Hi there, this is Alex Smith from Radio EcoShock. Okay, my last podcast was the most depressing ever. The latest news on new coal-fired power plants all over the world, set to Chopin's funeral march. I suppose I was just trying to use music and art to convey the true horror of our situation, and not just for us, but for all the animals and plants, now that the carbon monster is out of the ground. But art should heal as well as hurt, so this time around I've gathered up the 6 best new songs about climate change. It's a mix ranging from neo-surfer through spiritual to rock. Let's start enjoying our endless summer. Just heard the band Ghostly Penguin Display with their song Endless Summer. It's kind of a Beach Boys takeoff, don't you think? By the way, I've just recorded a different kind of California sensation. Terry Tamminen is the top advisor to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governator, and headed up the state's EPA. Now he's heading around the country and the world, convincing state and regional governments to go climate-friendly. Tamminen is also promoting his new book, Lives Per Gallon, The True Cost of Oil Addiction. You can download his hard-hitting speech at our website, www.ecoshock.org, in the climate section. Tamminen doesn't pull any punches. He says vehicle exhausts are killing hundreds of thousands of us and millions around the world. And we have the transportation system we have, he says, due to outright political corruption and a cascade of lies similar to the tobacco industry campaign denying cancer. You can download that speech, plus another half hour of Q&A that followed, free from the website. I think it's going to be one of the best climate speeches of 2007. Here's two quick tunes in a row. Joel Zifkin reminds us of New Orleans, but really it will be high water rising for people all over the world. Then Mike Delaney gets a little more humor in with his song, Low Carb.
High water rising, river licking at my door, muddy water say, you can't stay anymore. Throw your good seed in the field, now it's mud in every road. Muddy water say, try to reap the seed you sowed. You can run up to the high ground, you can run and you can hide. Muddy water say, try to turn away the tide. Smokestack horizon, like a giant cloud machine. Muddy water say, quench your thirst with gasoline.
That's Joel Zifkin with High Water Rising. Find him at myspace.com/Joel Zifkin.
I need something low carb and also fat free and without salt. It's gotta be low calorie, and it can't have any genetically altered crap. I know what I'll have. Some water from the tap. Yeah, that's what I'll have. Some water from the tap. But what about the chlorine? And maybe there's lead or nasty germs. I could wind up dead. Or cryptosporidium. That gives me a scare. I won't drink the water. I'll have a gulp of air. No, I won't drink the water. I'll have a gulp of air. But that air was belched from a factory, and the toxic cloud is heading straight for me. I have an abnormal fear of the atmosphere. Living small, and I can't back out. With nights of fear and days of doubt, I need to find where my freedom went. But I'm just a hostage of my environment. Yeah, I'm a hostage of my environment. So I can't eat the food or drink the water, and that smoggy air has got me bothered. I'm at my wit's end, I'm running out of luck. Might live in a vacuum, no, that would really suck. I'm not living in no vacuum, that would really suck.
That was Mike Delaney singing Low Carb. Find out more at www.mikedelaney.org. You can find these tunes for a while at Bill McKibben's Step It Up 07 site. That's www.stepitup07.org. it's important to get that 07 into the web name or you end up with a health food business. April 14th is coming up quickly, and I hope you've already planned your day off to show up in the streets, to show politicians in Washington that yes, we do care if the planet's wrecked, and we want action now. Arrange daycare, take the kids, phone in sick, do what you have to do, but this really matters. There are laws pending that could make a big difference, but they won't go anywhere without a massive show of public support. And have some fun at the same time. Step it up, 07.org. At the end of this podcast, I'll be playing a short message from Bill McKibben. On with the music. First, What Will It Take? Followed by a neat experiment with group singing arranged by longtime singer Linda Allen. Here is Brian Wood with Is That What It Will Take? Find him at www.briandouglaswood.com.
When every mountain peak is bare, is that what it will take? When the last glacier disappears, is that what it will take for us to wait?
It's no work of mine.
We are the rainbow sign.
God said, child, you've been here before.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Blood in the streets and endless wars.
We are the rainbow sign.
God said, people, take a look around.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Ice is melting and the polar bears drown.
We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. Water keeps rising and there's not much time. We are the rainbow sign.
God said, people, don't you understand?
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
This time the flood's by your own hand.
We are the rainbow sign.
This sweet earth is a paradise.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
So get out of your car and turn out the light.
We are the rainbow sign.
If you love this planet, take a look around.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Your feet are planted on fragile ground.
We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. Water keeps rising and there's not much time. We are the rainbow sign.
It's the oil, it's the coal, it's the automobile.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
One last appeal.
We are the rainbow sign.
Your children's children know it's up to you.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
If you love this earth, you know what to do.
We are the rainbow sign.
We've done the studies, we know the facts.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Mother Earth's crying and it's time to act.
We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. Water keeps rising and there's not much time. We are the rainbow sign.
What would you lose to save your life?
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
No boat's gonna float without sacrifice.
We are the rainbow sign.
It's an inconvenient truth we all must face.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
We are the future of the human race.
We are the rainbow sign.
So raise your voices, bless the earth and sky.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Sing praise to the waters and the birds that fly.
We are the rainbow sign.
Praise the fire of the spirit that makes us new.
Water keeps rising and there's not much time.
Praise the fire in me and the fire in you.
We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. Water keeps rising and there's not much time. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. We are the rainbow sign. Water keeps rising and there's not much time. We are the rainbow sun.
We'll save this earth while there's still time.
We are the rainbow sun.
We Are the Rainbow Sign by Linda Allen. Find out more at www.lindasongs.com. Here is that 2 minutes from Bill McKibben I promised you. After that, we're going to rock on out of here with Clatter singing House of Trouble. You can find all this music on our website in the music section of our audio on demand menu. That's it from me, Alex Smith of Radio EcoShock.
I have to tell you about something else that we're working on at the moment that's sort of taking up most of my mental energy and time. I've spent most of my life working on global warming issues. The End of Nature was the first book about this topic a long time ago. But finally, last summer, something really sort of snapped in me and decided that we needed to do something more. And so on January 10th, with 6 college students at Middlebury, where I am, and me, we launched this website called StepItUp07.org, asking people to organize rallies on April 14th around the country to demand reductions of 80% in carbon emissions by 2050. We thought maybe we could organize 100 maybe of these by April if we were really lucky. But it turns out that there were all kinds of people all of a sudden really eager to do this sort of thing. I checked the website before I came over here today, and we're now at 950 of these rallies in every state in the union. It's going to be the largest grassroots environmental protest since Earth Day in 1970, and along with a lot of other factors, it's beginning very quickly to shift the ground on this issue. When we started a full 10 weeks ago, 80% by 2050 seemed a very unlikely possibility, and people were criticizing us for being too far over the edge of the possible and things. Friday afternoon, a young woman, a student climate activist who's helping organize a big rally for us in the Washington area, went to a John Edwards rally. And she stood up and said, "You've said a lot of fine words about climate change. Will you commit today to reducing our emissions 80% by 2050? And he just said, "Yes, I will," as if the sort of ground had begun to shift. It's going to be a very exciting day. There are going to be people doing underwater demonstrations in the, you know, endangered coral reefs off the Florida Keys, and skiing in formation down the dwindling glaciers in the Rockies, and thousands of people in blue shirts in lower Manhattan forming a kind of sea of people to show where the tide will be. Please go to this website, stepitup07.org, to get some idea of how you might take part in what's going to be, I think, a really fun day.
Next up, the band Clatter does House of Trouble. Find them at www.clatter.com.
This is the most serious problem facing humanity in the 21st century. If we don't address it, we'll undermine and perhaps destroy civilization.